Hi friends, it's your girl Becca Sarah. Hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So before I get started, I know with my Sam Levinson, he's a monster. I've gotten some comments, especially on my YouTube channel, saying it sounds like you're underwater while filming this. And to be honest with you, I'm gonna tell you what's going on. I have the AC on, and if this one it sounds like I'm underwater or anything like that, I have the AC on. It's very hot. It's summer. It's the end of May. It's near summertime. It's hot out. Plus, a lot of times I do these videos. Sometimes I do it after I come from the gym, so I'm already hot and sweaty. So I need the AC. So, and if it's really hot out, I more need the AC. But a lot of times I either do these videos in my these podcast episodes in somewhere where in a room somewhere in where I live, or like in my car. Like either like after work in the parking garage at my work, where it's fine, it's inside the parking garage, it's not hot out, and then my car's not outside, so I could just not have the AC on, and I can, if it's hot outside, so I could just do it there, so you won't hear the, like, you sound like you're underwater. But if I am, for example, parked outside, especially during the summertime, or after I come home, after I came from the gym, especially during the summertime, and I decide to record the podcast episode here, it's gonna sound like I'm underwater, unless I decide to, like, for that, depending how long the podcast is, to be sweating even more than I am already and do the podcast. But what I'm gonna do from now on is a new thing, and I kind of like the, like, sound of it for specific times of podcast. You can guys tell me if you hate it or not. And that if it's a podcast about true crime, like a monster, of a person, aka Sam Levinson, or like a true crime episode about anyone, or like talking about a docuseries about a serial killer or anything like that, I'm gonna have this in the background, no matter how, if the temperature is lovely. And for me, lovely is it's like 70, 60 degrees, aka fall weather. Horrible weather for me is 80 and up. I do not like the summer. I hate the summer. Ew. Ugh. And bugs, I can't. I'm a bug phobic. But yeah, that's how I'm going with it. So today's episode, why I'm recording today, is we're doing a crime documentary that I watched, and a friend of mine recommended me to watch it. I'm gonna get to the name of the doc before with you guys in a second. And that documentary literally messed up my TikTok algorithm. So I'm blaming TikTok, because now you're gonna get a hint of what the documentary is in a second. My TikTok, which when I made TikTok like a year or two ago, I don't remember, and I created it, I was like, what I want to see on my TikTok is pop culture, celebrities, music, concerts, theme parks, fun things, like fun dogs. That's what I want on my TikTok. And before this documentary, that's how my TikTok was. I got dog videos, different dog accounts like Toppy and I forget what this family's how to say their last day, but they have there's Blue, Maverick, Bauer, Titan. You know who I'm talking about. That lovely family. I love their dogs. Love it. Love sit watching content. Bauer is my favorite. And then Maverick. And then Titan's so cute. Anyway, so I got that. Plus, you know, I get like TikToks about, you know, Demi and all the other celebrities I like. And other creators that I like. So, lovely, wholesome, fun, lighthearted. And then I get like Disney, Universal, stuff like that on my TikTok. Love that. That's the kind of talk stuff that I look for when I'm on my social media. Stuff like that. Concert videos. Oh, today, outfit videos. That's what I want in my TikTok. So after this documentary, and I see people be like, how is my algorithm changing and I'm in this TikTok? And I'm like, and my comment was, because of Netflix. I'm blaming Netflix. Okay, so now I still get what I'm talking about, like what I said I wanted to get on my TikTok feed. Plus, I'm getting a lot of here we go, Mackenzie Schirillo, plus people talking about the crash. This is what I'm gonna talk to you guys today about, the crash on Netflix. I'm also getting a lot of prison TikTok, and I don't want prison TikTok. Get me out of prison TikTok. I don't want it. I don't want get me off of prison TikTok. It's like I open the app and then I get like either Mackenzie Schirillo, more stuff of Mackenzie Schirillo, or like the one video I got was someone talking about how when you're in prison, and I'm like, why am I getting this? Thanks to this case, I've gotten into prison TikTok, and I want to get out of prison TikTok. No, I am a law. Like, I know things happen, but like, no, I don't want this. I don't want prison TikTok. No, thank you. Just like, this case has messed up my algorithm. I want my algorithm back to normal. And then I will get that, and then like, the next video would probably be the same thing, and then it'll take a couple like swipes to finally get to my normal algorithm of like by the dog videos, and then either Universal, Disney, concert stuff. So I want my TikTok algorithm back. Anyway, so let's get into it. I went on a ramble, so let me do my introduction. Hi friends, it's your girl, Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So today I am going to talk about the crash, which is just from like the name by itself. I was, a friend told me about this and I was like, is this a horror movie? Cause this sounds like it's a horror movie. And they told me, no, it's true crime. And again, I'm not a true crime girly, but if you're a true crime girl, you'll like this podcast. He was like, it's very sad and interesting. And it is very sad and interesting. So I'm going to tell you step by step, me watching this, how I thought throughout. I'm gonna tell you if I think she did it or not. And to, for me in general, I'm not a true crime girly. My opinions watching the, my opinions watching the documentary changed throughout. The more closer to the end of the doc we got, I went from the one end to the other. And I feel like a lot of people probably ended up like that way, or they automatically just thought that she did it, or people that already heard about the case, which happened 5 years ago, were like, yep, do this. But like, again, like I said, I'm not a true crime girl. I do not go out of my mind, out of my way to watch true crime. I don't watch true crime. I watch reality TV. Again, that's another thing on my TikTok that isn't on my TikTok. Reality TV, teen drama, this is not my realm. So will you get something like this again from me, like deep diving about a true crime show? I don't know. We'll see. Maybe. I don't know. But probably not. Maybe. I don't know. I never say never. So let's get to the case. So this, I want to make sure I get all the names correct. I might get them wrong, and I'm so sorry. Because I'm recording this, I can't go back to my, I'm not opening TikTok, because I didn't write it down, and I just got out of the gym. So we have Damien, Dominic, and Mackenzie. They're all in a car, and they get in a car crash. And the case is against Mackenzie. And they said she killed her boyfriend, who she is madly in love with. And she says that they're going to get married. Da 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 da. And so the whole doc is, do you think she killed them by accident, or it was intentional? So starting the documentary, and I'm gonna do this because I'm gonna forget things. I watched this doc on Monday. And I've been talking to people, and I forgot things. I'm not perfect. So watching the documentary, I'm gonna say, for the first half, I was like, no, it's an accident. I will admit everything to you guys. I was like, it was an accident. She's like, her friend Rosie, her boyfriend, her friend Rosie's boyfriend, Dom, Mackenzie, they were a big group, all friends, all there, da 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 da. Had fun together, da da da. I'm like, okay. It brought up a picture of, like, I'm using quotation marks because I don't do videos. So I'm doing quotation marks of a happy relationship, a happy thing. Everything's good, nothing wrong. Da 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 da. And I'm like, and knowing that already, because my friend told me, it's like, there's an accident. There's a crash. Two people died. I'm like, 100% at this point, I was like, it's an accident. Accidents happen. And then because he graduates, and I'm like, all right. It going back to like anyone that's not in high school anymore, or even college anymore. There's a lot of parties. Like, high schoolers have parties, and those parties have alcohol. Some might have drugs. I'm like, ah. And this is my thought process. Again, I'm telling you everything that I was thinking throughout this talk, beginning, middle, and end. And I was like, this was an accident. I don't know why people keep doing this. I don't know why you guys didn't just Uber. This was not, like, Uber was there at the time, because again, this was 5-6 years ago. It wasn't that long ago. I think it was 2019, maybe 2018, something like that. I was like, there's Uber, like, taxi, whatever. I was like, even me, I have never, like, gone to a party, and then my purpose of that party was to, like, if I was gonna over drink past my limit that I couldn't drive, I never drove. If I did drive, I wouldn't have a lot of drinks, so that I could go back. Saying that, I was like, they literally all were drunk, and she was like, oh, let's drive home. And then she got in a car accident, and because of that car accident, she killed the two boys, and then she just got, like, severely hurt. And I was like, huh. I was like, yes, that's reckless driving. And for me personally, like, again, thinking of, like, what I know so far, I'm still in the beginning, I'm like, okay, she needs to have her license taken away from her, because I believe that's what they do when you when you drive under the influence. Like, they take your from uni, I knew someone who had a DUI. That's what they did. They took his license away from him. So they take your license away, and then I think you have to do some kind of community service and stuff like that. So I was like, me, because I drink and drive responsibly, and I don't get in the wheel when I'm intoxicated or under the influence of anything, because I'm like, oh, I'm gonna drink, I'm Ubering, duh, safe driver. So I'm like, okay, it was a mistake. Everybody was under the influence of drugs, alcohol, substance. I'm like, okay, and you guys decide to drive, which I feel like a lot, not every teen does that, but I feel like a lot of teenagers do that for some stupid reason. I've never done that. I'm like, that's dumb. But, like, when I was a teenager. But I feel like a lot of teenagers do that for some reason. Like, they're like, they go to a party, and also, and some young adults too, they go to a party. No, not only young, I think a lot of people do that for some reason. I don't know why. They go to a party, they go to their limit, and then they decide, and they wait until, like, early in the morning, like, okay, let me drive home. Why? You might kill somebody. Like, for example, like, a lot of people Uber. I'll get to the podcast in a second, but this has to do with, like, being under influence. At New Year's Eve. I Uber New Year's Eve when I'm going out, because I'm not driving when I know I'm going to be drinking a lot. And a lot of people don't go out at New Year's Eve, or they Uber at New Year's Eve, because some people, some not so smart people, for some reason, decide to, they go have fun on New Year's Eve, they drink to their max, and they drive on the road, which is why a lot of people are like, don't tell like their loved ones, like, don't drive on New Year's Eve, take Uber or something, because there's a lot of quote-unquote crazy people out there. And by crazy, they mean drunk people that like went to their max and then they're driving home. So that's why I was like, okay, this is that kind of situation, not New Year's Eve, but it's like that situation of they were extremely intoxicated and then she decided to drive home when they're all which is stupid. And that's what I thought. I was like, okay, this is the situation going on right here, is that it's a, they have some kind of either drugs or alcohol or both in the system, and that's what caused the crash. Because just like what I was saying, like, you have to be careful when you're driving in on New Year's Eve, because there's a lot of very intoxicated people on the road after the countdown, like from one up. You see people doing U-turn, people almost getting in car accidents, people doing like so that's why I was like, it's probably that. And then learning more, and now I'm going to get into the middle, learning more, find out, like, girlfriend doesn't wear a seatbelt during when she drives, which is very unsafe. Why are you doing that? Why are you not wearing your seatbelt? Be safe. She smokes weed while driving. Constantly, she wants to be a famous TikToker. She's a bully. She's very mean to people. She got in trouble a lot in school for not listening, being mean to people. And I'm like, so she's not a great person. She's a mean girl. She's a person that if she didn't like how you looked, dressed, she would just bully you. I'm like, okay. I'm wondering why they brought this up. That's why I'm like, that's interesting. It gave me like the mindset of like, okay, she doesn't care about anyone at this point. Okay, this is the middle. I was like, she doesn't care about anyone that's not in her circle, if you get what I mean. Like, if you are her friend or a loved one that she cares about, she'll care about your life, But everybody else, she's like, excuse my swearing, fuck you. Get out of my way. There's people in the road like that too. They're like, they don't care. And I'm like, no, you have to be patient. And please put your signal. Like, it's the same. It's the same switch as when you put your headlight. It's not that difficult. Like, she's like one of those people, like, oh, they just do. They turn. They probably aren't even on something. They like turn. Away or go quick, or it almost caused an accident. She reminded me of those people. I'm just trying to, because this has all to do with like driving and stuff like that, so I'm putting this all together. So I was like, okay, she's one of those people. I'm like, interesting. And then we get to the part where they talk about her, Mackenzie's relationship with Dom, and how it was a toxic relationship. They would fight all the time. She would belittle him. Very mean, very rude, very, and I'm like, huh? Like, and I'm like, why? At that point, I was like, then why do you want, why are you saying that he's the love of your life if, and you want to spend the rest of your life with him when you are, belittling him and making him feel like crap? I don't get that. Also, shoot, I just lost my point of thought. Give me one second. They would constantly, here it is, they would constantly like break up. He cheated on her at some point, and then my question is, are you being toxic and mean to him because he cheated on you? And also, why are you going back to a guy that cheated on you? If he cheated on you, let him go. Let him go. And then my thought after that, after the like hearing about how Mackenzie and Dom, how their relationship was very toxic, I was like, oh, okay. Now, I thought two things were to blame. I was like, and this is before the court scene. The court scene is going to be the end, by the way. This is how I'm spinning it in my brain. They fought in the car. You can, by the way, you can fight with anyone. Sober, intoxicated. You can fight people in general. Like, you don't have to be in any state of mind to fight people. So what I thought in that instant, because they said, oh, their relationship is toxic, da 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 da, I was like, okay. So here's two things. They were all on some kind of substance. Alcohol, drugs, or combination of both, busters, whatever, and they were fighting. And poor, your poor friend in the back is just a victim. I don't think he was supposed to die. That's my thought. He wasn't supposed to die. He wasn't supposed to be there. It just happened that he was there. And I thought there, they were fighting. They were arguing. They were fighting, they were arguing, plus they were intoxicated with something. Either alcohol, drugs, a combine of their both. And that's what caused the accident. Which still would, even if they weren't intoxicated, right? That still would be reckless driving. Like, even if you were sober, I'm just saying, even if you were sober and then you and your partner, or you and your friend, or you and your loved one, or whoever's in your car with you, and you guys are fighting, and then you're driving while fighting, and then you guys get in an accident, that's still reckless driving, because you could have just pulled over, right, and then fought, and then You get what I mean. It's still, because under the umbrella of reckless driving. That's what I'm saying. So I still, at that point, and this, I'm saying stuff what before the evidence of, we'll get there. I was like, okay, still think it's reckless driving. She is a terrible person in general, but being a terrible person isn't a reason to go to jail, right? There's a lot of horrible people, a lot of them, and that doesn't For example, Donald Trump, he's a terrible person. Like, what he's done to people, like, he's a terrible person. But, like I said, but he actually deserves to, like, what he's done, I know this is off topic, but he, like, what he did to the Epstein thing, he deserves to go to jail. But, like, other than that, just being a terrible person and being a bully doesn't equivalent jail. You have to do something. And she got in a crash, right? At that point, I was like, okay. Let's see what... I was like, I paused it and I messaged my friend and I was like, telling him my thoughts and everything like that. And he was like, keep watching. See if your mind changes. So now we are in the last part. And that's the case. So they arrest her for the crime of the two boys. And what I learned was... What I learned was she was going 100 on the road. And I'm not saying 100 on the highway. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about the highway. I'm talking about 100 on the road. I think max, you can go on the road. Like, the road is like 50. I think max you could go is 50. That, I was like, that's not safe, and she's driving a Toyota. I go on the highway and I'm in the fast lane. I go like, what's appropriate to go on the fast lane? I have never in my life driven 100, period, on the highway, definitely not on the road. Like, I have never, I'm like, how the hell are you? And I'm thinking, does Toyota, is it? And then this is me, I don't know cars, so excuse me if I say this wrong. Do Toyotas even go that fast? Are they able to go that fast without, like, making some kind of noise or something? Because it's not like a Toyota's not a fast car. A Toyota is, like, they can go, like, 70. They can go 80. No problem, right? No noise. But, like, I feel like there's a point that, like, it starts being, like, it would make noise because you're going too fast in it. Because I feel like Toyotas are like cars that they give to, is a perfect car for like a teenager, because they say teenagers like get into car accidents more frequently. Yeah. So I'm like, can he even go that fast? The answer is yes. But like, when I saw the footage, I'm like, she's turning around the curve like normal, and then it's like Speed Racer after that. Hashtag she's like a rocket ship, like she's a oh my goodness, what is it, a race car driver. Thank you. Oh, I got it. Race car driver. I was like, huh? And then they talk about how she didn't break or anything, and then she did have like something in her system, but because Mackenzie smoked marijuana constantly while driving, her body is used to having like that kind of substance in her body to drive. And then my question to that is, how many accidents has this girl been in to the point that her body is like now used to having like drugs in her body, even if it's like marijuana or mushrooms or whatever, and being able to like functionally drive. That was my question. And there was like from the evidence, there was evidence of like the wheel turning this way and that. And then I'm like, okay, so yes, they were all on marijuana and probably like mushrooms and stuff like that, and maybe alcohol, but they were like, at that, when she was going 100, they felt it. Because, like I said, Toyota's not a fast... It's not, like, a car that's, like, made to go, like, super, super fast. So, they were trying to, like, make sure that she didn't hit anything. And she did that... And, like... And what the evidence showed that she would... She's used to, like, having substance like this in her body. So, she was... And she made that turn, like... Before, like, her going, like, a race car driver straight into the building, she made that turn slow. So, that's when I was like, no, she did it. She did it. And which continued me to the point that Davion, I hope I said his name right, he wasn't supposed to be there. He wasn't supposed to die. They probably got in some kind of argument. Dom and Mackenzie. They probably got in some kind of argument, probably about him cheating or something. Whatever happened in the car. And the thing is, what I've noticed with people that stay with a significant other that cheat, they constantly bring it back. So it's... That's why I'm like, if someone cheats on you, just dump them and never be with them. Because you're never going to fully... You'll forgive them, but you'll never let that go. So, there was probably an argument of some sort. And she ended up crashing the car. And the car was completely totaled. The two guys... Davion was on top of Dom. Mackenzie... ended up being in a wheelchair. I remember at some point in the documentary, again, I'm going all over the place, I'm sorry, I'm trying to remember everything, that she was like, why am I alive? And I think she wanted to also kill herself. I know her friend Rosie was like, she's not the kind of person that would kill herself. And I think she wanted to kill herself. And she was wearing a seatbelt for the first time. And how... The car was going so fast. That I'm like... Girl, even with the seatbelt or without the seatbelt, she's lucky to be alive. And I think the reason why she probably is alive... is that... Karma... wanted her to go to jail. They didn't want her it to be like a, oh, it was just an accident, people, da, da, da. No, I think that was her karma. Her karma was jail. And at like I said, the end of the whole doc, I'm like, no, she didn't. I saw a lot of things afterwards, like through TikTok and stuff like that. No more remorse. There were some things in the courtroom that they were like, and then this is not me defending her, about she went to a concert, she went to this, that, and the other. And my answer to that little point and how I think it's not relevant to if she killed them or not. And I don't know why that point was put in the case, because again, that, I don't think that's relevant. Or her social media presence, what she does on social media, because a lot of people, how they are on social media is different how they are in person. So I think that was irrelevant. I think also, like, oh, 2 months or a month later, she went to a concert, or she went to this, she went to that, or the other. I don't think that's also relevant either, because a lot of people, me myself included, buy their concert tickets a year in advance. Like, I bought a ticket for Niall Horan's concert next year. People buy tickets a year in advance. For example, also, she could have bought the ticket to that concert for her dom and then their whole group of friends to go. So, like, I don't think that's relevant at all. Oh, she went to a concert. Also, I 100% think she did it. But also, if she was, her mom said, her parents are a different thing. Her mom said, like, she was, like, depressed for a month because of the death. If that's true or not, I don't know. But if a loved one dies and you're stuck in your room, they're gonna say, oh, go do this to, like, get your mind off of it. The only thing that is suspicious is, how are you in the concert? Because for me, I went to a concert, which I was trying to look at the photos as well, because I'm like, her going to a concert isn't a big deal. You lose people, you paid how much money to go to a concert, go to the concert, help it, like, take your mind off of it. You losing a loved one or a breakup. Because for me, I had a concert after my breakup. I went to the concert. I was miserable. I don't even remember how the concert was. I was just a hot mess. I was depressed the whole time. Looking at the photos, and I'm like, okay, maybe this is how it's relevant. Not that she went to a concert, but how she was during the concert, if you get what I mean. I didn't see any distress on her face. Like, she was sad. That, like, she was happy to be there. I mean, that she was, sorry, my bad. I'm messing up my words. I didn't see any distress. Because for me, after my breakup, I went to see Ed Sheeran. I don't remember what happened. Meaning, like, I was so, like, depressed, sad, to the point, like, I'm like, I have to re-go to another Ed Sheeran concert because I wasn't there. Like, the only thing I visually see is, like, oh, I have videos of this is what happened, da-da-da-da-da. I had one picture with a friend. My face looks depressed. My face looks depressed to the point I didn't post. Like, my face looks sad. Like, you could tell in my eyes. Looking at her face, she didn't look sad or, like, depression or something like that. That the love of her life died. And this is what I think they should have said in the courtroom. If they were going to use the, like, oh, she went to this, she went to that, and the other. They should have went with, her face, you don't look sad. Like, I've been to, like, places, and, like, parents and friends are like, let's go out, let's get your mind off of it. And when people took pictures, you're like, oh, she's depressed. She didn't look depressed. That's the argument I feel like they should have said in court. That her face doesn't seem sad, or, like, a little hint of depressed, or, like, are you okay? That she doesn't look like that. That's, I think that's the stance that they should put for that. Not, she went to a concert. Like, that's my opinion. Because that's what I would have been like. My question would, that I had was, okay, she went to a concert. Okay. Her mom was like, oh, she was depressed. Okay. Get your mind off of it. You can't, because depression kills people. Get your mind off of it. You can go to the concert. Okay. At the concert, are you having the time of your life? If you are, then that's a hit. And that photo was a hit because she looked happy. She didn't look like someone that lost the love of her life or lost a friend. So that was the other thing that I was like, oh no, she did it. Because as someone who has lost someone, and then loved ones have like, yeah, you're right off of it. Go to this. You had a concert that day. Go to that. Or you had a thing play with your friend. Go do that. And then my friends were like, are you okay? You saw the depression. You saw that I wasn't okay. Through her photo, that photo, she looks fine. She looked fine. And also, and her mom bringing up like her daughter has POTS or that you pass out during the wheel. I think that's BS, because if she did have it, she would have passed out constantly. If there's videos of her in the car, fine. I think they were just trying to save face. So, but those little things, I'm like, like I said, like the beginning of the doc, I was like, she didn't do it, it's reckless driving. Middle, I was like, she's a terrible person. I'm not completely convinced she did it. The end, like the courtroom, especially, talking about the driving, really, really fast, hitting the wall, the picture of her looking fine, not like fine, she was in a wheelchair, but like fine as in, she went to the concert and her face doesn't look like she's sad or depressed or anything like that. I was like, okay, she did it. Because it wasn't that long since they died. Like, that to me is... Again, that's what I said. They should have went with the, like, how her face was. How did Mackenzie's face look like when she was in the concert? Because they took a picture. Like I said, with me, when I went to see Ed Sheeran, or when I went when I went to that event with my friends, if there is a picture, there's one picture, and then you could tell that I'm sad. So her picture didn't look sad, and she posted a lot during that time. I'm like, the math's not mathing, girly. It's not. You don't look remorseful. Plus, there's a lot of things that were left out through the documentary. Like, it can't be that long anyway. But overall, Mackenzie did it. And what I heard from, like, Kat, who was in jail with Mackenzie, she didn't bring it up. She didn't look remorseful. She did not care. All she cared about was being famous and being TikTok famous and boosting her career. And another thing that I was like, okay, she does not care, is brands were reaching out to her. And for me, I'm like, I would be like, wait, I just lost someone. Can we do it in a couple months? She was all for doing it. So I'm like, okay, so you're just selfish. So my thing is, with Mackenzie, you only care about yourself. And if you're not getting what you want, you're just a menace to society. Which is very worrisome. And her sentence was 30 to life, 15 for both of the guys. And what I heard was she has a lot of tallies, like, in jail against, like, she's been not following the rules in jail, which I think she's not going to get out early because she's not doing good behavior. And here's a, like, topic that I've heard about, again, because I'm now in, my TikTok algorithm is messed up because of this trial, is about jail in general, how people should be, like, living in jail and treated in jail. And I feel like jail, this is my opinion, people can disagree with me, I feel like jail in general is a punishment, and you should be learning how to be a better person. And when you get out of jail, you should be a better person in society and not repeat. And what I've seen from, like, in uni, we had to, they're in one of the classes, they were talking about how people that are in jail, how they're treated and how they don't really learn how to be better citizens and treat people better, they end up going back to jail because they do the same thing over and over again. And I feel like jail in general, yes, it's a place where people should be punished for the crimes they committed, but at the same time, I think people shouldn't be living in unhumane places. I think it shouldn't be like a spa at all. I think bunk beds, yes, but at the same time, there should be things in jails to make sure to have less people in jail and coming back to jail. I think it should be a place where people actually change and not come back to jail doing the same thing, if that makes any sense. That's what I'm saying. I think jail should be a place where you went to jail, you stay there for life or not, and it's supposed to change you to be a better person, to not go back to jail, if that makes any sense. I think that should be the purpose of jail, is to change that person to be a better human being for civilization, for them to change. That's my thought and opinion. I know some people are not going to agree with that, and that's fine. And but that's all I have today for you guys. I know this is a long one. Overall, what I'm trying to say is, yes, Mackenzie did it. I'm 100% with the camp of Mackenzie killed her boyfriend and friends intentionally, and she deserves to be there 30 to life, because what I've heard is, like, she has become, she was a Valley girl. Well, you could tell, like, how she talked. She was a Valley girl. And then she changed to be more prison, popular in prison, to be, like, more prison-like, to get more popular. And I think she's, like, one of those people, whatever it'll take to be popular and for people to like me and have views, and she only wants clout. And also her mom being like, oh, your trial has been, it is now global in the UK, or this, that, the other, these people have seen it, and she's like happy about it. I'm like, there's something messed up with that. Plus with her parents, you being there supporting her, that's good, but like I feel like you should also be like, no, my daughter has done it, and yes, you should have raised her better, but better as well, made her less spoiled. But less spoiled, and made sure she, and like punished her, especially when you got sent to the office a lot because of how she was treating people, like discipline her, take her phone away, da 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 da. Have her, and in jail too. Let her experience how jail is actually. Maybe that will help her change or something. Because she in general has to change. Mackenzie has to change in general. She has to change. And her parents making her life in prison better. And like, is that helping? She needs to change. Mackenzie needs to change. So that's all I have for you guys today. And my next podcast going into this, like, talk about true crime stuff, is going to be I'm going with a couple friends to a serial killer speakeasy. The speakeasy features someone doing talking about Ted Bundy, Jeffrey Dahmer, Gacy, and Ed Gein. I had to look up stuff about Ed Gein because I'd never heard of him before. So I'm doing that. So that's going to be the next podcast. And I'll talk to you guys about that. And then my thoughts on Ed Gein. Because I had to look him up and everything like that. And he's just creepy. But that's all I have for you guys today. Bye.